Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kreste, inhlamulo ya hinkwaso. Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
Greetings in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Elijah again, inviting you to kick back, to sit and enjoy our today's message. And our today's message is titled, God's Promises to the Righteous. We have an amazing God. There are over 8,000 promises in the 66 books of the Bible. When God promises, He delivers. Sometimes politicians, they promise you this and that, and they are unable to fulfill some of the promises that they promise people. But God is not a man that He should lie. When God promises anything to His people, God will fulfill it. And the subtitle to this message is simply, Poverty is not from God. The Bible says, blessed are the poor. The Bible does not bless poverty, but by what I have just said. If you read it carefully, when the Bible says, blessed are the poor, it means blessed is a person who realizes his own poverty. If you do not know that you are poor, you will not know what to do in order to get rid of the poverty in your life. And one of the greatest form of being poor, it is when you are without God the Father, without God the Son, without God the Holy Spirit. When you are really poor in the true sense of being poor, it is when you are not saved, when you are not born again, when you have not yet crossed from death to life, it is when you are not a new creation. If you do not have a relationship with God, then, my friend, you are really poor because you are without God. You will never be happy. You will never be satisfied without God. You will never enjoy fulfillment or enjoy the whole of life without God, because you were created in the image of God in order to have a relationship with God. And now, since the fall of man, by the fall of man, we are here talking about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, when their communication with God was cut because of their disobedience and because of sin. Because when we commit sin or we live a life of sinful life, we will never have a permanent relationship with God. We will find ourselves in trouble, miserable, and without God. The only way to be fulfilled in life, it is when you are connected to God, your Creator. And that is the reason for our today's message, God's Promises to the Righteous, with the subtitle, Poverty is not from God. The 3rd John, verse 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper. It is God's will for us to be prosperous spiritually, to be prosperous mentally, our thinking life, for us to go to school, to be educated, to have skills. It is God's will for us to prosper physically, for us to be healthy and strong. It is God's will for us to be healthy economically in a country, for us to have money through structures and systems that are in a country. It is God's will for us to be holistically prosperous. That's God's righteousness, and God will fulfill His promises to our lives, if we connect with God, I believe with all my heart that there are three vital must-read verses in the Bible. They are Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, 27, and 28. They are what I call pillars or keys to success in life. If you know what to do about your status, your state of affair, you will find answers to God. And in God, there are always answers to our question, answers to our problems, answers to our dilemmas. God's promise to the righteous is point number one: the righteous shall flourish like palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That's verse 12. It is God's will, my friend, that you should flourish. It is God's will, my sister, that you should flourish. It is God's will, my brother, that you should flourish. You should blossom. You should be successful. God created us in His own image to be successful in every level of our existence. Point number two, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God's word. That's verse 13. You know, if you are planted in the house of the Lord, what is the house of the Lord? It is a fellowship with believers. It is coming together of believers. It may be in a home, it may be in a garage, it may be in a local church building, it may be in a car, it may be anywhere where one or two are gathered in Jesus' name, where God's presence can make a difference in people's life. Whenever you come together with other believers, expect the Lord to bless you. So after salvation, see to it that you are planted to a local congregation where God's people come together to feed God's word, to fellowship, and for praise and worship. And number three, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fed and flourishing. This is a tremendous verse of scripture in Psalm 92 verses 12 to 14. If you are standing in the word of God as a child of God, the Bible says the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. If you are a child of God and you believe in God, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, meaning those who are in a local church or in some fellowship in Christ, they will flourish and be successful because they are a group of believers. They look to God as their source of success. They that shall still bring fruit in their old age, they shall be fed. Even if you are old, if you are a righteous, God will look after you in your old age. May all of us who are listening right now remember God's promises to the righteous. Remember that when we look to God, God will look after us in every level of our human existence. May all the righteous rejoice. May all the righteous flourish. May all the righteous enjoy success in whatever they do, in Jesus' name. God bless you.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Masanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmasanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Masanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.